Torah describes the unique relationship between Yaakov and Yosef Hatzadik, Kiben Zakunim Lo. And the Rishonim, of course, are bothered that how do you understand that phrase of Ben Zakunim? On one level, it's true that at that point in time, Yaakov already reached an older age, but the differential between Yosef and his older brothers was not that great, and Binyamin was born many years later. Perhaps surprising why it was Yosef that was called the Ben Zakunim. The Ramban suggests that perhaps Ben Zakunim means the son who served his father in his father's old age, and that was the unique role of Yosef HaTzadik. Targum writes that this was the Bar Chokin. It doesn't mean a Zakin in terms of age, but rather Zeshe Kanachachma, the unique relationship between Yaakov and Yosef HaTzadik when it came to that Misora. Rashi writes specifically of the Torah of Shem Ve'ever, the Torah Sagolos that Yaakov was able to transmit to Yosef HaTzadik, that gave him the tools that equipped him to be able to go ahead and to survive his flight in Mitzrayim. There is a stunning comment, however, of the Ralbag, where the Ralbag writes in his Pirush al HaTorah that there was something unusual about the birth of Yosef HaTzadik that was not true of any of the other brothers, including Binyamin. There was something incredibly miraculous about the birth of Yosef, even though it's true that Binyamin was born years later. And the Rabbag uses an incredible phrase that the birth of Yosef HaTzadik was Bo La'achar Yeyush. Yosef HaTzadik was born after Yaakov Avinu almost reached a time of absolute despair. Meaning the following, that Yaakov Avinu knew that he was, of course, to give rise to the Shiftei Kah. At that point in his life, if you were to ask Yaakov Avinu, what are the chances, what are the possibilities of Rachel Imenu giving birth to any of the Shvatim? At that point in his life, Yaakov would have answered, the Ralbag writes, that is almost impossible. She was an Akara. Years have passed. She did not have any child. And all of a sudden, if you were to tell Yaakov, that, a child would be born here and now, Yaakov would say that that's an impossibility. Once Yosef HaTzadik was born, the possibility of having another child was more likely, more reasonable than the birth of Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik, his birth was a nes that was ba la'achar yeyush. And the Rabbag writes that creates, that forges a stunning relationship. Imagine a person in life is experiencing a difficulty, a hardship, his back is against the wall, and you don't think there's any possibility of somehow emerging. And all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs an incredible nes. That's something that creates an indelible bond, and that the Rabbag writes was the unique relationship between Yaakov and Yosef HaTzadik. That miraculously, that there's Yeshua Hashem when I'm on the brink of Yeyush. And perhaps not surprising that all of a sudden Yaakov was told that that his son was viciously killed, and Vayimohin Lisnachem, that Yaakov refused to accept any consolation, any nichumim. That also was an important Musar Hask. Apparently, part of nichumim means that the person has to express a willingness to accept those nichumim. When Rachman al son, a person is sitting shiva, and Hamakom Yonachem, many have the minhag of answering, Amen, Amen. Asugin Shua, Staf Lamed Aleph, that Amen is a Kabbalah's Dvarim, that you're mekabel the nichumim. There's an amazing comment that Tosa says, the Rand of Maseches Megillah and Daf Lamed Aleph Mabei, is that when you look at the sequence of the Haftorahs, of the Shiva de Nechemta, you'll notice that they do not follow the order of Sefer Yeshaya. The Haftorahs are out of order. Parsha Shoftim comes from Yeshaya Nun Aleph, and Parsha Re'eh earlier is from Yeshaya Nun Dalet. It doesn't follow the sequence of the Navi. What exactly is the sequence? Tosas just simply writes so briefly. Holchos u'meshubachos Yosef. After all, the Yeshua grows and grows and grows, and that is the sequence of the Shivda Nechemta. The Psikta explains in such poignant terms, we experience a Churban HaBayis. And we're awaiting a sense of nechama. So what could be greater than Dav Torah Parshas V'yaskanan? Nachamu, nachamu ami. But you know what the difficulty is? The Psikta says that nechama was not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. That was indirect. That was Al Yadei Navi. Al Yadei Navi. And how do you respond to an indirect nechama? Oh, the next Dav Torah. V'atomer Tzion Azavani Hashem. That, you know, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is the nechama only Al Yadei Navi? The Navi goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yasser Lenuchama. The next Haftorah, that Knesset Yisrael is not willing to accept such a nechama. And all of a sudden, part of the climax, Anochi, Anochi, Humanachemchem. Now the nechama is going to be Al Yadei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Psikta's Biur of Hochos, Mushabachos, Yoser. You have to be Nekam Bel Nichumim. And a recognition that the nechama comes directly Al Yadei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was it that was so difficult in the life of Yaakov, you know? And perhaps with this Rabbah, you understand so well that Yaakov, you know, was on, literally, he writes, a Yeshua haba la'achar yeyush. And all of a sudden, Yosef HaTzadik is born. That's something that was absolutely miraculous. On the brink of yeyush, and all of a sudden you experience an ace. And that ace is so short-lived. And all of a sudden, Yaakov, you know, recognizes that Yosef HaTzadik, he is told, was tragically, tragically killed. How could that possibly be? How can you experience such a nes, la'achar yeyush, and have that nes be something that has no continuity whatsoever? And therefore, an absolute refusal. Vayimachin le'nachem. He was not willing to accept in any shape or form. So that type of nichum, it cannot be. It cannot be. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have done so much, all of a sudden the result would be so short-lived. And that Kabbalah's Nichumim is something that is incredibly, incredibly important in the concept of. And that was the mindset perhaps of Yaakov, you know, a recognition of what he experienced and knowing that the Zera of Yaakov, you know, would live through the life of Yosef HaTzadik. It cannot be the Tarov Tarov Yosef. And sure enough, absolutely. You know, when Yaakov Avinu is reunited, after all that, Yaakov Avinu turns to Yosef and says that, you know, this meaning, lo filalti, I never, Poshup Shadat means I never envisioned that it could possibly occur. But lo filalti means something else as well. Vayamal Pinchas vayifale. It means that Yaakov Avinu turns to Yosef and said that I never even davened for the possibility of our being reunited. You know, it was almost on the brink of Yeush. But here Yaakov, you know, understood that if that was true of the birth of Yosef HaTzadik, that would be the destiny of Yosef HaTzadik as well. That as dire as something would ever seem, that one can never be Miyayish. I would compare it, don't take it so literally, but the Ramban of the Mohammeds. Now, in Bav Metzian, Dav Chavav, that Yeush is not Chal and a Davar Shibrisusa. Now, Yeush is only chal on an aveda. If you know something is Vershuscha, therefore there's no Hagdarah. There's no Hagdarah of Yeush in any shape or form. That was the mindset of, and that equips Knesset Yisrael, Lodoros, that we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in every turn, in every plight. And even if it seems at times you can be on the brink of Yeush, but you know that imanochi betzora, and when that happens, it's transformative, it's remarkable. Klal Yisrael can go through such a difficult window of time that we experience, and we witness nisim after nisim after nisim. It forges an incredible relationship of imo anochi betzora that allows us to endure, allows us to persevere, allows us to continue to be mispalo for incredible Yeshua. So perhaps that's part of not only the life experience, but the legacy of Yaakov, you know, to be able to experience a nes, a Yeshua, Hamagia, La'achar Yeyush, and part of the takeaway. And never then ever to be Miyayish, and to recognize that the Yeshua Sashem is the language of the Midrash in Esther, literally, Herifayin, that on a fly, everything indeed can change. But it requires that we do everything that we must do. Our Esek B'Torah, our Shmiras Hasdarim, our Dikduk and Iyun Tfila. You know, for some reason, the room is fairly full in Mincha. Shachris, not as much. We have to do more. Shachris here, Shachris on time. These are things that Rofanecha lo filalti, that, you know, we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that Siyata Dishmaya, that requires our incredible Mishtadlus. And Bezras Hashem, that Hishtadlus that we do will indeed be Matzmiach Yeshua.